Exodus chapter 38. Bezalel made the altar for burnt offerings of acacia wood. It was 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide, a square, and 3 cubits high. He made extensions of its 4 corners shaped like ox horns. The horns were made of 1 piece with the altar, and he covered it with bronze. He made all the equipment for the altar: pots for ashes, shovels, basins, meat forks, and fire pans. He made all this equipment with bronze. He made a grate for the altar, a network of bronze to be placed under the ledge, halfway down to the bottom. He cast 4 rings for the 4 corners of the bronze grate as holders for the poles. Bezalel made poles of acacia wood and covered them with bronze. He put the poles through the rings on the sides of the altar to carry it. He made the altar hollow out of planks. Bezalel made the large bronze basin with a bronze stand. He made the basin out of mirrors belonging to the women who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting. He also made the courtyard. The hangings on the south side of the courtyard were of fine linen, 100 cubits long. The hangings had 20 posts with 20 bronze bases. There were hooks attached to the posts, as well as silver rods. In the same way, along the north side, there were hangings 100 cubits long with 20 posts, 20 bronze bases, hooks attached to the posts, and silver rods. The hangings of the west side were 50 cubits long, with 10 posts and bases. The hooks and rods of the posts were silver. The courtyard was also 50 cubits long on the east side. The hangings for one side of the entrance were 15 cubits long. They had 3 posts with 3 bases. On the other side of the entrance of the courtyard were also hangings 15 cubits long, with 3 posts and 3 bases. All the hangings around the courtyard were made of fine linen. The bases for the posts were made of bronze. The hooks and rods for the posts were made of silver, and the covering for the tops of the posts was also made of silver. All the courtyard posts had silver bands on them. The screen at the courtyard gate was 20 cubits long. It was made of blue, purple, and scarlet linen, fine twined linen, and was 20 cubits long. It was 20 cubits in length and 5 cubits in height, like the courtyard curtains. Their 4 pillars and bases were of bronze, and the hooks were of silver. The covering for their tops and its rods were made of silver. All the tent pegs for the tabernacle and courtyard were made of bronze. This is the inventory of the tabernacle of the covenant decrees, as it was taken following Moses' instructions. It was the work of the Levites under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the priest. Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, from the tribe of Judah, made everything that Yahweh had commanded Moses. Oholiab, son of Ahisamach, from the tribe of Dan, worked with Bezalel as an engraver, as a skillful workman, and as an embroiderer in blue, purple, and scarlet wool, and in fine linen. All the gold that was used for the project, in all the work connected with the holy place, the gold from the wave offering was 29 talents and 730 shekels, measured by the standard of the sanctuary shekel. The silver given by the community weighed 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel, or one beka per person, which is half a shekel, measured by the sanctuary shekel. This figure was reached on the basis of every person who was counted in the census, those 20 years old and older. 603,550 men in all. 100 talents of silver were cast for the bases of the holy place and the bases of the curtain. 100 bases, 1 talent for each base. With the remaining 1,775 shekels of silver, Bezalel made the hooks for the posts, covered the tops of the posts, and made the bands for them. The bronze from the wave offering weighed 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. With this, he made the bases for the entrance to the tent of meeting, the bronze altar, its bronze grate, all the equipment for the altar, the bases for the courtyard, the bases for the courtyard entrance, all the tent pegs for the tabernacle, and all the tent pegs for the courtyard.